all the Father and man will have. It's not for the Lindsay to the Telegram, but it's to the official baseball for the
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Well, Friday evening was a Dickens of an evening here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Midland Amigos, the new identity of the Copa identity, that is, for the Rock Hounds. The Midland Amigos know how to make an entrance. They defeated the Corpus Christi Hooks 7-5, and it was a ball game that was, right from the get-go, quite literally, two pitches in. Tommy Sacco Jr. started the game with a solo home run for the Hooks. They came up with a couple of runs in the first inning. The Rockhounds rallied back with five in the bottom of the first. Colby Thomas drilling a three-run home run. So it was off and running. It started for the Hooks with the solo home run by Tommy Sacco. And in the ninth inning, down by two, one of the more remarkable plate appearances you will see, Jeremy Orocho, not ready to go gentle into that good night facing Grant Holman, got down 0-2 in the count. He worked a walk on 11 pitches, again, starting 0-2. So, as they have virtually each evening in the last three, the Hooks had the tying run at the plate, but they have fallen just a bit short, and the Rockhounds now have won all four games in this series, and very unusual, but they have won all seven so far from the Hooks on the season. Jacob Wilson last night, again remarkable. Four consecutive games, he has led the game off in the bottom of the first inning for the Rockhounds with a base hit. Three consecutive nights with a leadoff double, really again lighting the fuse. He came around to score. Jacob is out of the lineup tonight, just a day of rest. So the Hounds will have an adjusted lineup, little different look here this evening in game number five of this six-game series. Fireworks are on the docket this evening, and last night, just one of the really good Friday nights in a long time at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 5,020 on hand. The Seating Bowl was a sellout. It is again here this evening. So, the Midland Amigos making their debut, and it has been a couple of packed houses. So that sounds awfully good as we head into Saturday evening baseball. Pitching matchup, a couple of new Rockhounds to tell you about as well. That's on the way when our Budweiser pregame show continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Managers exchanging lineup cards at home plate. Vincent Blue is the acting manager for the Corpus Christi Hooks, and former Hooks manager and former Rockhound player Gregorio Petit. Little lineup card. We're going to have a four-man umpiring crew tonight. Now, there are two things about that. Number one, it's really good, except we don't know who's where because they didn't tell us, of course. But Trevor Patience is still here, and again, the really good news, and kidding aside, Daniel Blythewaite is okay. Took a pop right to the mask two nights ago, did not umpire last night, but really good news that he is back. Now, where exactly he is umpiring, we don't know, because they didn't tell us, but we'll introduce him and we'll put him in some kind of order, but it's a four-man crew tonight, so very unusual there. One other note on Friday's ballgame. this is just baseball being cruel. Yesterday was Chase Cohen's 27th birthday. Chase is a guy who has very good command. He always has. And he walked the only three batters he faced on his 27th birthday. Pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn. That just ain't right. Close ball game last night. It's really been, while the Hounds have won all four games in this series, it has been a well-contested four-game set, and we'll see what Game 5 will bring. The Hooks will send a guy to the mound who can certainly be a stopper. Julio Rubino has been a member of the Hooks now for three seasons, and he is a guy who is on the cusp of going to AAA. In fact, he opened the season with AAA Sugarland of the Pacific Coast League and pitched at Albuquerque and did a really good job because that is a really tough ballpark for pitchers. Rubino then coming and joining the Hooks, and in two outings he has been really good. He's gone 10 innings, given up only five base hits. He has walked five, 13 strikeouts, so no wins or losses and a sub-1 ERA for Julio Rubino. For the Rockhounds, Brady Basso goes to the mound. Interesting numbers on Brady. He's right out of hit per inning, 14 hits and 13 and a third. Now, he's given up two home runs. One was to Tommy Sacco Jr. at Corpus Christi, and that was, no offense, wind-aided. That brought home a couple of runs. But Brady, excellent command. He has walked one batter, and he has struck out 17 on the season. So a couple of left-handers on the mound in this one. Looks like a pretty good pitching matchup. And again, a little bit of breeze, much less, though, than the last couple of nights. And just a beautiful evening. We'll check those conditions for you in a couple of moments as well, just ahead of the first pitch of this one. And right now, we're going to take you downstairs for the playing and singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Star-Spangled Banner this evening, Momentum Bank Ballpark, place we lovingly call Rocky Town. To mention, good pitching matchup in this one, fifth game overall in the series. Rockhounds come in now at 13-6 on the year, couple of games ahead of Frisco, three ahead of San Antonio in the Texas League South Division. By the way, the North tightened up a little bit yesterday. Arkansas won the completion of a suspended game and then beat Springfield at Hammonds Field. Road teams have really had the better of it in that series. They met twice. They opened the season at North Little Rock with Springfield taking all three. So the Cardinals' lead is down to three games. At one point, it was five over the entire division. Rockhounds, again, winners of four in a row, coming off a tough road trip to Northwest Arkansas. And we'll see what Game 5 will bring. Brady Basso pitching a baseball in and throws the first pitch of the game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And that first pitch will come with still bright sunshine coming almost and covering almost all of the ballpark. Shadow stretching across the pitcher's mound and up past first base, everything in bright sunlight. 86 degrees, the wind is less than it has been substantially, about 10 to 12 miles an hour. It is right to left and slightly outward, and in fact it has backed off just a little bit, so about as close to perfect as we get in West Texas. Jeremy Arocho will lead it off, the guy with that remarkable plate appearance last night. Here's Brady Basso, and our first pitch of the game is a fastball strike right down the middle, and it's 0-1 to Arocho. So Jeremy has Brady Basso right where he wants him. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Both teams changing up the lineup a little bit tonight. Pitch from Brady, and that sliced foul back out of play. So it's 0-2 right where Arocho was when last we saw him last night. Grant Holman ended up striking out the side in the ninth inning, but boy, Arocho drew that 11-pitch walk. Tight wind by the left-hander and Brady's 0-2 pitch, and that sliced foul. Here we go again with the Jeremy Arocho show. He is the shortstop in this one in the leadoff spot. Tommy Sacco Jr. slides to the number two position and is the DH tonight. Tommy Sacco is the DH. And Jacob Melton batting third in right field. Melton in right. 0-2, second time, breaking ball just up and away, and the count goes 1-2. Arocho at 273. He's had a very solid start. Can steal a base. Taps that shoulder with the bat. Swings and sends one to first base. And that is gloved by first baseman Quincy Naporti. Stumbled all over that. Making his second appearance with the Rockhounds. Joined the ball club earlier this week, did Quincy. He was the DH a couple of nights ago. And Naporti is at first base in this one. I started almost by rote to say Brandon Malone. He moves to third base in this game. Again, the lineup shifting a bit. Here's Tommy Sacco Jr. Homered last night to start the game. Like Arocho, he is a switch hitter. Best ball up and away from Brady for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Tommy with a couple of home runs, both against the Rockhounds. One at Whataburger Field and one here. 294 in the season, takes a called strike down the middle. It's 0 and make it one ball and one strike. Middle third of the order, Jordan Brewer at first base batting cleanup. Jordan Brewer, the first baseman. Colin Barber batting fifth in left field. Barber is in left. 1-1 pitch from Brady. Up and away, not by much. Two balls and a strike. Quincy Hamilton is the center fielder in this game, and he will bat in the sixth spot. Quincy Hamilton. Chad Stevens at second base batting eighth. Stevens, the hook second baseman. 2-1 pitch. That just got there. Two pitches, almost same location. One just missed, the other just got there. The count is 2-2. J.C. Correa catching and batting eighth for the hooks. J.C. Correa behind the dish. And Rolando Espinosa will be the third baseman. And Espinosa will bat ninth. 2-2 count. Brady with a tight wind. Here's the stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss on a fastball. Boy, that thing exploded as it got to the plate. So Tommy Sacco out on strikes for Brady Basso on this season. That is 18 strikeouts against one walk. One of the few times where the totals actually are the ratio. That's an 18-1 ratio. That will probably not last. Here's the pitch to Jacob Melton up and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Arocho, Sacco, and Melton up top. Brewer, Barber, and Hamilton in the middle. Stevens, Correa, and Espinosa rounded out for Corpus Christi. 1-0 pitch from Brady. Swinging and a miss. Good fastball down in the zone. One ball and one strike. Brady, of course, we have told the tale. 2 years, basically, between appearances before returning to the mound last season. This ball is ripped right into right center field, a base hit. Jacob Melton, he'll make a big turn, but he'll put on the brakes. Junior Perez gets to the ball in right center, but Melton with a good swing of the bat. So it is one man on with two men down on a strong single by Melton. Mentioned these ball clubs both share a little something in common. Guys who are right in the heart of the order, Jacob Melton and Denzel Clark for the Hooks and Hounds, respectively. Both very good prospects. Melton, in fact, number one on the Astros list, and both guys have gotten off to slow starts. Now Jordan Brewer, he swings and sends the first pitch foul off to the right out of play, 0-1 to the Hooks first baseman. Jordan at 218, as was Melton before that swing. Of course, the calendar hasn't yet turned to the month of May, so it's still very early in the season. Pitch from Brady, swing and a miss. Count quickly goes 0-2. But for example, if Jacob Melton really gets things cranked up, and of course he is more than capable of doing that, it really changes a lot of things for the Hooks lineup. The 0-2 stretch and pitch, and that's fouled straight back, still 0-2 to Brewer. Jordan with a home run, that came against the Rockhounds. Mentioned hitting 218 for the season, but 300, of course, it's a small sample size, 6 for 20 against the Rockhounds. So it comes set, release point right on the edge of sunlight and shadow, and the delivery is up and away for a ball, 1-2. In fact, that shadow now has crossed the pitcher's mound, so there is, you know, his cap is in the sunlight, and that's about it. Home plate in the shadows, and that runs up past first base. Right to the edge of the outfield grass. Everything in bright sunlight other than that. Tossed to first base by Brady. Back in is Melton. Jacob, good athlete. He can run a little bit. Has 5 steals. No score in the top of the first inning. 1 man on and 2 men down. Brewer slightly open stance. Waits. Breaking pitch and a good one. Boy, he knew it. Big old roundhouse hook for a called third strike. Absolutely gave him popsicle toes on an 86-degree evening here on a gorgeous breaking pitch. No runs on a base hit for Corpus Christi. And after a half inning, it's the Hooks nothing. And against talented left-hander Julio Robino, the Rockhounds coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Cooper Bowman, the lead it off of the Rockhounds. They are without the catalyst tonight against us. An off night, by the way, for Jacob Wilson. Everybody gets him, of course, so no Jacob in the lineup. We'll see how the Rockhounds fare. Here's Cooper now to lead it off. Julio Robina delivers way up and away. I bragged about it, and he threw the first pitch about 8 feet wide. 1-0 to count. Actually, even works with a visiting team, I guess. Cooper, right-handed hitter. The 1-0 stretch and pitch, and that ball is popped up. That will get out of play off to the right. J.C. Correa gives a look, but he'll run out of room with a Corpus Christi catcher. So Cooper at second base leading it off. Brennan Malone slides to third base and moves up to the 2 spot. Brennan Malone batting second. Colby Thomas, who has had a series, he again is batting third in left field. Colby in left. 1-1 stretch, leg kick and pitch by Robina. Boy, way outside again. Boy, when I say wide, that ball almost wide of the left-hand batter's box by the time Correa caught it. 2 balls and a strike. A set and a pitch by Robina, and that will get the outside corner. Snapped at the knees on the outside edge, 2-2. Shane McGuire back in the lineup tonight. He will catch and bat fourth. Shane McGuire, the cleanup batter. Quincy Naporti at first base batting fifth. Guy with some pop. Quincy at first base in the five spot. Junior Perez launched one out of here last night. He's batting sixth in center field. Junior in center. Here's the 2-2 kick now. The pitch by Robata. Swing and a miss. One again. Pitch was not... It was only 89 miles an hour, but boy, it looked like it gained. It didn't, of course, but it just looked like it gained speed and just evaporated, and Cooper chased it, and he's out on strikes. One man down for Brennan Malone. Bottom third of the order, Jack Winkler moving to shortstop in this game. Jack at short batting seventh. Denzel Clark again in the eighth spot, and he's the DH, Denzel, the designated hitter. Pitch to Malone down to the dirt for ball one, 1-0. And Caden Trinkle will bat ninth and play the nine spot. Caden Trinkle in right field for the Hounds this evening. So some changes in the order for especially the Hounds of both teams. A well-hit ball to left center field. That is going to get down for a base hit. Brennan Malone sends that to the base of the wall in left center. And that will be a stand-up double. Boy, just ripped that into the gap, and that is a two-bagger for Brennan Malone. One on with one man down. Hounds have a runner in scoring position on their first hit of the ball game. So it's Bowman, Malone, and Thomas, McGuire, Naporti, and Perez, Winkler, Clark, and Trinkle. We mentioned Jacob Wilson in the leadoff spot first four games of this series and reached base every time with a base hit, and Colby drove him in each time. Right-handed hitter with that exaggerated open stance closes upon delivery, and again, Robina delivers way up and away for a ball, 1-0. It is a remarkable thing. This is early in the season, of course, and averages bounce around. Colby Thomas is hitting .324 despite going 1-for-21 at Northwest Arkansas. You almost want to double-check the arithmetic. They're just outside for a ball. It's 2-0, but it is correct. Well, he has had himself a roller coaster. He was hitless opening night all the way back on April the 5th at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. Here's the 2-0 stretch. Looking to pitch by Robina. That will get there to the back door, called strike 2-1. So after taking the collar, he then, did Thomas, hit in 8 straight games. 17-for-34. He hit .500. And then went 1-for-21 at Northwest Arkansas. Go figure. Pitch swung on. Fly ball. Right field. This is high. This is deep. This ball's got a chance to do some damage. That'll find the wall. Right near the bullpen. Thomas hustling for second. He'll slide in with a double, and Colby drives one home again. RBI, a team-leading 15th ribby for Colby. He's among the league leaders in that department. He went opposite way with that, and he narrowly missed a short porch home run. Instead, that ball banged off the wall, so that's your basic, genuine double. So back-to-back two base hits for the Hounds. Brendan Malone scores with ease. Rockhounds on top by a score of 1-0, and the batter is Shane McGuire. It's a tough play for the right fielder, Jacob Melton, in this case. Pitch a called strike at the knees. Right and left fields in this ballpark present challenges in terms of playing defense. They are remarkably different, but both present a challenge. That bullpen fence can really get tricky. Dancing off second is Colby. Not going. This pitch is swung on. Lifted high in the air to right field. Melton is there. Glasses glistening. Jacob tucks it away. And Thomas is going to try to tag. The throw got a chance. Oh, he beat it. Boy, Colby Thomas. Roll the dice. That ball was not hit all that deep at all to right center field. Melton made the catch. But Colby gets to third base. So Shane McGuire flies out to Melton for the second out of the inning. And Colby hustles the third, of course. It's risky, but he got there. Head first dive just under the tag. Now here is Quincy Naporti. Right-handed hitter playing just the second game since coming on board with the Rockhounds earlier this week. Quincy swings in a ground ball to shortstop. It'll be handled by Orocho. Throw to first in the inning. Will come to an end. But the Hounds get a run on a couple of base hits. Two doubles in the inning. So One inning is in the books on Fireworks Night at Rocky Town, and our score with the Amigos, I will say Rockhounds for the purpose of radio as to not confuse you any further, but the Amigos, the Rockhounds, lead the Hawks 1-0.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
As we go to the top half of the second, let's welcome you aboard tonight to Momentum Bank Ballpark and Rockhounds Radio, MILB TV as well as Valley Live, and whatever you're watching, listening, or both. Much appreciated. Always a pleasure. Rockhounds and Hooks will play tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, Family Day and Bark in the Park Day, I might add. And that will wrap up this homestand in this series. I meant to mention, and I meant to look, and of course, this is what? This is Saturday. I meant to look on Tuesday. It must be baseball season. Hounds will be at Amarillo next week. One of only two visits to Hodgetown. I know, I smiled when I said that. But the first of those is a six-game series, and that will begin on Tuesday. The Hooks will come home to Whataburger Field, and they have a 12-game homestand coming up, and they will host division rivals Frisco and Amarillo. So the Sod Poodles will host the Hounds and then make the very long trip across the state. But 12 games coming up at Whataburger Field for the Hooks. They won their last series there, so they'll head for home after tomorrow's ball game. Colin Barber leads it off. We go to the top half of the second. Pitch by Basso is swung on. Pop high in the air, left side, shielding his eyes is Brennan Malone, right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. Got it. Boy, that is up into that high sky. You have to make those catches, of course, but Mother Nature doesn't always make it real easy. But tucked away by Brennan for the out. So Colin Barber pops out to third base on the first pitch of the inning, and the batter is Quincy Hamilton. Left-hand hitting center fielder. Again, he's one of the guys mentioned trying to get it going. Had a solid season a year ago. Has struggled early, but it is exactly that early. Takes just outside from Brady for ball one, 1-0. Chad Stevens will follow here in the second inning. Infield shading toward the middle with short side, a line shot, base hit. Boy, that's got to feel good for Quincy Hamilton. He is now 5 for 50 to start there, and he's going to come for two. And the ball got away from center fielder Junior Perez. I think he was going all the way, it appeared, so I would think that'll just be a two-base hit, just a double. Again, the ball did kind of elude Junior Perez, but Hamilton runs well, and he was flat going. You know, that's going to feel good anyway. That's a solid line drive base hit. But again, Quincy came to the plate 4 for his first 49 of the season. And that's rough any time you do it. If you go through a stretch like that, you hope you don't. But well, with that swing of the bat, that's a two-bagger. And a quick runner is on at second base. One away for Chad Stevens. Let's play him to pull a little bit in the infield. Called strike down the middle, 0-1 from Brady. And Brady Basso, 0-1, 4.05 the ERA. Right at a hit per inning, and coming into the game, 17 strikeouts against one walk. 0-1 pitch, and that ball is sliced in the air, fouled toward the right field grass. Burned up, going to go into the seats, actually. So the count 0-2 to Chad Stevens. Chad at 153. Has a home run, 3 driven in. Has a man in scoring position here. Hamilton right on the, looks like he's standing on top of the shadow off second base. Swinging a foul back, and the count stays 0-2. Rockhounds defensively in this game. Colby Thomas is in left field. I mentioned Junior Perez is in center. Caden Trinkle is the right fielder. Going to get a visit to the mound here from Shane McGuire. It's interesting. Early on. Love to know what that conversation's about. So it's Thomas, Perez, and Trinkle left to right in the outfield. Brennan Malone gets the start at third base. Jack Winkler slides over to shortstop. Cooper Bowman is the second baseman, and Quincy Naporti is the first baseman for the Hounds. Shane McGuire behind the plate. So No, it's an 0-2 count to Chad Stevens a second time. Quincy Hamilton takes the lead off second. That's the tying run in scoring position. Passo set, hands away from the body. A long look at the runner now to the plate. And that's fouled back again, and the count stays 0-2. Brady was a starter opening night in 2024, and that was at Whataburger Field. Went three innings, gave up two runs on three hits, no walks and five strikeouts. And again, of the three runs he gave up, I'm sorry, the two runs he gave up, both coming on the home run by Tommy Sacco Jr. The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Actually, ball got loose in the dirt. McGuire will retrieve and throw to first base. McCourty handles that. Strikeout with a putout going 2-3. So Brady Basso in 2024 with that strikeout now has 20 strikeouts and one walk. That's what you want to call command. Batter is J.C. Correa, right-handed hitting catcher. Now, when I say the Tommy Sacco Jr. home run was wind-blown, it was, and that, well, I kind of thought so, but the guys in Corpus said the very same thing, Michael Coffin and company. But that's just the nature of the beast, to pitch down and in for ball one. In both of these ballparks, Momentum Bank Ballpark and Whataburger Field, more often than not going to get a good amount of breeze. This is about as gentle as it gets on average here. So wind is simply a factor in both yards. Pitch swung on and is high and foul. Well out of play off to the right side. One ball and one strike to J.C. Correa. J.C. in just six games to this point for the Hooks. He's 4-for-23 to start the season. Younger brother, a former Hook, I might add, Carlos Correa. Straight away in the box, a 1-1 count. Brady, a long look at the runner, now turns, comes to the plate. This ball is lifted high, same spot, foul ball. Souvenir number two for the right side of the ball yard. Gentleman casually tried to reach up and make that catch. You know. Baseballs look so gentle when they're floating to you on a foul ball, but that's really not the case. I don't think the ball got him in the hand. One ball, two strikes, one on and two men down. Second inning, 1-0 Rockhounds. Hooks with a tying run in scoring position. Pitch swung on that. Popped to the air out toward second base. Cooper Bowman will make the catch. Heading toward the infield grass. A little pop-up off the bat of Correa. Got jammed on that pitch, and he pops out to second base. So the double by Hamilton goes by the boards, and we have played an inning and a half. Rockhounds leading the Corpus Christi Hooks by the score of 1-0.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
In the bottom half of the second inning for the Rockhounds, Junior Perez will lead it off. He's the center fielder. Absolutely launched one out of here last night. Second home run of the season for Junior. He has got some pop and some speed. Takes up and away from Julio Urbina for ball one. Junior, then Jack Winkler and Denzel Clark in the second inning. Rockhounds one, Hooks nothing. Urbina with the delivery. Breaking pitch swung on and missed. 1-1. Junior, couple of home runs, 7 driven in, 9 steals in 11 attempts. Right-handed hitter waits the 1-1 pitch, swung on, ground ball, third base, sharply hit, but nicely backhanded by Espinosa. Bad throw on a hop, but it's bailed out by Jordan Brewer. Good play at first base. Boy, Espinosa's throw bounced well short. Sharply hit ball. Good job to make the play, and then the throw really nicely handled by Brewer at first base. One away, and here's Jack Winkler. Jack at 293. And for a lot of guys trying to shake off the rust, the fog, whatever, from Northwest Arkansas. Ground ball to the right side of the infield. Backpedaling is Stevens. Edge of the grass makes the play and the throw for the out. So a first pitch swing from Jack, and he bounces to second base. Here's Denzel Clark. Did not see, but Joey Janusa of our staff telling me that Denzel was out doing some extra work today. Working on his approach to breaking pitches. Something got off. I don't know where that came from. Something just landed right in the middle of left field. Was that a ball? Boy, if that was thrown from the berm, somebody's got an arm. That landed way out on the field. Denzel takes called strike outside corner. And again, hitting 159. The hooks have really kept him in check. He's 2-for-27 against the hooks. Pitch to Denzel. That's low and away for a ball. 1-1. I mean, you know, you come into a season as Denzel did with high expectations, top 5 or top 7 prospect, depending on which ranking system. Bouncing ball, and that's handled right back up the middle by Robina. Flips to first for the out. So Julio handles the third out of the inning himself, and we have played a couple of innings at Rocky Town on this fireworks night. By the way, there's space on the grass berm. If you want to come out and join us, got a big bunch here at the ballpark. And after 2, Hounds lead the hooks 1-0.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
9-1 and 2 in the Corpus Christi order as we go to the third inning. 1-0 Rockhounds, and Rolando Espinosa will lead it off. Jeremy Orocho and Tommy Sacco Jr. will follow. Well, again, something to get off the berm. Of course, got a big bunch. A lot of kids, and there's a lot of bermage in this ballpark. And, of course, the kids like to play there, and sometimes playing with a ball of some sort, and it gets tossed out onto the field. Now we're ready to go, and Espinosa stands in. Rolando, a right-handed hitter. Brady Basso with that tied wind. First pitch up and away for ball one. Infield entirely in shadows. The one guy, well, really third base a little bit with Brendan Malone, but shortstop Jack Winkler standing right on the edge of the shadow. And he's looking right into the sun, and he will chase this one down in the hole at shortstop. Across his body and made the play and got him. Jack Winkler slap a little leather, range to his right, edge of the grass across the diamond. Terrific play, one down. Espinosa is retired. Boy, right on cue. Terrific play by Winkler. Good quick reaction. Again, you're looking right into the sun, just peering right over the roof of the ballpark for a while longer. Now Jeremy Orocho. Brendan Malone cheating in at third. Orocho takes a big breaking pitch for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Lined out, first baseman Quincy Naporti to lead off the ball game. Orocho in the leadoff spot, hit ninth in the other four games of the series. Takes up and in, one ball, one strike. Jeremy, a native of Puerto Rico, rests the bat on the shoulder, now pops that up and takes. Called strike at the knees, just got there. Boy, tough pitch, can't do much with it, it just got there. Jeremy stepped out, he didn't ask for time, I think initially, hopefully umpire Trevor Patience thought he had. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch, and Basso comes back with a nasty off-speed delivery. So that is four strikeouts for Brady Basso. Uh-oh, we just said three on the public address system. It's four, by the way. And the batter is Tommy Sacco, Jr. He was a strikeout victim his first time up. Tied wide in the pitch, and that's down the middle but high for a ball, 1-0. On our two franchise retrospectives, both will focus on a guy named Todd Green, tremendous hitter and part of American history, and I do not exaggerate. Swinging a foul back, count is 1-1. A little later in this broadcast, tell you about a remarkable pitch he caught, and coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will tell you about the most unique double in our franchise's history. Swinging a roller out towards second base. That'll be handled by Cooper Bowman. He'll come most of the way to first base and make the play. So the inning is over. 1-2-3 for Brady Basso here in the top half of the third. A guy named Todd Green, terrific guy. And, oh, what a day it was in June of 1995. The 1995 Angels would be the first team to play for the league championship since the 75 Cubs. And they did it largely with power. At one point in May, the duo of George Arias and Todd Green had combined to hit more home runs than six of the other seven Texas League teams. George would finish with a league-leading 30, and Todd, who was promoted to AAA in early July, finished with 40, 26 of them here. Actually, he hit 27, but one of them became the most remarkable double in franchise history. With 8 days remaining in a heated three-way first-half pennant race, the Angels hosted San Antonio at Christensen Stadium. The wind was strong and was blowing inward, which was unusual. In one of the dumbest decisions ever, Texas League umpiring had been reduced to two-man crews. Keep that in mind. Todd Green absolutely scorched a high drive to left field into the wind. There is no doubt about the following. In fact, there was video evidence. Todd's fly ball sailed over the outfield wall and hit about three-quarters of the way up the left field light standard, a massive drive. But the ball hit flush and caromed back down to the outfield grass. The umpire making the call lost track of the flight of the ball and ruled it in play. Todd stood at second base stunned. Manager Mario Mendoza understandably lost his mind. The call stood, the most remarkable double in franchise history. By the way, that was a game that was really pivotal in the pennant race. They said there were only 8 days left to go in that pennant race. That was really something in 1995. The Angels, El Paso, and San Antonio went right down to the wire, and the Angels clinched the pennant with 1 day to go in El Paso, but it turned out to be a 2-1 loss that day to San Antonio. Caden Trenkel leads it off, takes a little bit down and in for a ball. Thanks to the umpiring crew for their patience. We had some entertainment in between innings. Boy, colorful, really, really cool stuff going on a Copa night. Pitch down and in for ball two, 2-0 to Caden. To be Caden Trinkle, then back up top for Cooper Bowman and Brendan Malone in the Rockhounds' third. 1-0 score, Hounds on top. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball fouled away. Count is 2-1. Caden trying to get things going. A 135 batting average. Left-handed hitter, the right fielder in this game. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Robina sends one right down the chute. Fastball, strike, 2-2. Julio, now 23 years of age, made his debut with the Hooks in 2022. Then with Corpus Christi now parts of 3 years in. Line drive in a shallow right. Good swing of the bat by Trinkle. That's a soft line drive in a very shallow right center field. Looked like it might have been on the outside part, maybe middle out at least, but he reached out and pulled it into right field for a base hit. So one on, nobody down. Well, yeah, that pitch was certainly down in the zone. Replay I saw was from the side. Tough to tell exactly where it was on the plate in terms of how far on the outside part of the plate, but a good base hit for Trinkle. He's on, but nobody down. Ends up their third base hit of the game. A bunt by Cooper Bowman. Robina makes a really good play and underhands to first base. Boy, Cooper pushed that bunt between the pitcher and first baseman. Robina got off the mound in a hurry, had to reach and made the play on the run. Sacrifice bunt for Cooper, and that's a 1-3 putout. It's a good play by Robina. The sacrifice successful, but that easily could have been a base hit. Here's Brandon Malone. He doubled and scored in the first inning. Rockhounds got back-to-back doubles from Malone and Thomas. Colby is on deck. Time called by J.C. Correa at home plate. Brandon Malone with that double. Boy, really been impressive. On base now in 16 of his last 17 games, hitting right about 300 in that stretch. Takes a called strike and it's 0-1. So that's a not only statistically reaching base a bunch, but also swinging the bat well. Stretch by the lefty. Runner in scoring position, Caden Trinkle. Long set this time by Robina. Breaking pitch, ground ball, third base. Picked there by Espinosa. Throw to first in plenty of time. Two away. And the batter is Colby Thomas. Threw the ball to the right field wall, just to the edge of the bullpen. Again, mentioned playing right field here. And, of course, Jacob Melton, this is, I think he played a little bit last year. Does that sound right? Not sure that he was here, but obviously not overly familiar with the ballpark. And that right field fence can really get tricky. Called strike outside edge, 0-1. It runs parallel with the outfield wall, again, cordoning off the bullpen, but then at the left edge, as you and I look at it, it curls back, does that bullpen fence, and meets the high wall. Called strike in the outside corner. Quick 0-2 count to Colby as Robina spots one right on the outside edge. 0-2. So you've got a little corner, and that is right where Colby hit it last time, just about, I don't know, 3-4 feet to the left of the bullpen fence, and banged it off the outfield wall. Takes down low for a ball, 1-2, so you have to navigate your way around that. And if you're playing right field, of course, from time to time, it's one of those frustrating things, especially if the wind's blowing out, you get a high routine fly ball that'll carry into the bullpen. And all you can do is stand on the edge of that, right at the edge of that fence and watch. Doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. Here's the 1-2. Way outside, that's speared by J.C. Correa. Good catch there by the man behind the dish for the Hooks. 2-2 to Colby Thomas. 1-2, third inning. Hounds lead 1-0. Three hits for the Hounds, 2 doubles in succession in the first, and a leadoff single here from Caden Trinkle. Breaking pitch to Colby is bounced in. That is just foul wide of the bag at third base. Boy, Espinosa went ahead and made the play anyway. That was pretty nifty. Just a foul ball, though. 2-2. And of course, Jacob Wilson's season has been early on just remarkable. And he's got this evening off hitting .429 is Jacob. I mentioned that because if it hadn't been for Jacob and what he's doing, Colby Thomas would be one of the talks of the league. Here, a little looper in the left field. Up, going to be handled by the shortstop as Orocho goes back. Ball may have gotten in on Colby a little bit. Soft line drive is handled routinely, as it turns out, by Orocho on the outfield grass in shallow left field. So no runs on the leadoff single by Caden Trinkle, and he is stranded in scoring position. After three with some totals coming up, Rockhounds 1, Corpus Christi nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Back-to-back doubles in the bottom half of the first inning from Brennan Malone and again Colby Thomas. Rockhounds scoring in the bottom of the first inning, 1-0. And Jacob Melton will lead it off. Base hit his first time up, sharply hit into right center. Lefty-lefty matchup. Brady Basso delivers low and away for ball one with a fastball. Hooks, no runs on a couple of hits. Rockhounds have one run on three hits. The game has been errorless, and both teams have left two men on base. 1-0 pitch to Melton. Swung on and hit high in the air to left field. Drifting over with time and room, looking up into that high sky. Colby Thomas will make the catch in the bright sunlight. Towering fly ball to left field, kind of lazy but high in the air. One man down, Jacob Melton retired, and here's Jordan Brewer. Hooks got a two-out single from Jacob Melton in the first inning, and then the double by Quincy Hamilton with one man down in the second. But both base runners were stranded. Swing and a high pop-up out and back to second base. Cooper Bowman backpedaling in the outfield grass, and he will make the catch right in front of center fielder Junior Perez. Right fielder Caden Trinkle there as well. So a hat trick of Rockhounds, and Cooper makes the catch. So three pitches, two outs here in the top of the fourth inning, and here is Colin Barber. Left-handed hitting left fielder, popped out to third baseman Jack Winkler in his first time up. Brady wanting and receiving a new baseball. Well, again, if you could just bottle this evening, you could just be ideal. Little bit of breeze, not very much. Flags are very gently unfurling, which you don't see here very often. Boy, swing, woo, wow, that into the Hounds dugout. That might have gotten somebody. Somebody's up on a railing and jumped back down in a hurry. Well, sometimes that baseball gets there very quickly. Athletic trainer Eric Fast actually went over. Can't see much, but I thought that ball might have gotten somebody on the railing. 0-1 count now. Basso delivers a swing and a miss. A big rip by Barber. And Colin comes up empty. 0-2. So Brady Basso now. Nobody on. Two men down. And an 0-2 count. Left-handed hitter waits. Lefty-lefty matchup. Ground ball foul wide to first base. And the count stays 0-2. Again, temperature, what, about 82 degrees and just a little bit of wind. So it's warm. It's not hot. Wind isn't whipping. Oh, love to bottle this up. Here's the 0-2. Got him. Fastball strike out of the knees. Boy, that is just a dart at 92. Just knee high. Little bit of run on it. And Brady Basso now has retired the last eight batters he has faced. And that is five strikeouts for Brady. So we go to the bottom half of the fourth. A little trivia coming up. I found a stat, a game, a little bit of game information I will share with you. See if you join me in thinking it's maybe the one and only time it ever happened. That's coming up. Hounds one, Books nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Middle third of the Rockhounds order in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Julio Urbina back to work. Shane McGuire swings in the first pitch and rips one, but well foul over toward the right field berm. Boy, there are a lot of people in this ballpark. Last night was one of the... I didn't have a chance to go back and look very far. I don't know if I really have it at my fingertips. The 0-1 is a strike in the outside edge. Boy, Urbina comes back and it's the outside corner just knee-high. Boy, it was just one of the bigger Fridays in a while. Terrific crowd last night of 5,020. And we will have the same and maybe a little bit more here tonight. 0-2 count. Urbina ahead of Shane McGuire. Shane flew out to right his first time and sends one to first base. And gloved by the leaping first baseman, Jordan Brewer. Boy, timed that nicely. Boy, last night was playing third. Was it Amos Orocho yesterday made just a tremendous leaping grab, maybe even a bit more impressive than that, but that was a really good play by Brewer. He timed that leap just perfectly. Well, if you mistime that by just a split second, that's a base hit. Matter is, Quincy Naporti takes just outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. I'm going to take it back to 1930. The year has nothing to do with it. But just a fascinating, I think, a really fascinating number. Swing and a miss by Quincy, 1-1. Junior Perez on deck. White Sox were playing the Browns. That today would be the White Sox and the Orioles, but that was the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Just swinging a foul back. Regulation, major league game. And the White Sox first baseman was named Bud Clancy. And he played the entire nine-inning game. The White Sox beat the Browns, who are now the Orioles, 2-1. Nine-inning game. And just make sure everything was regulation. 1-2 pitch, down on the way, 2-2. Now, what I will tell you is it will not shake the foundation of the earth, but the more you think about it, the more remarkable it is, and I'll tell you right after this pitch. Quincy waits from the right side. Left-hander Urbina with the delivery and a swing and a miss. Now, he hasn't seen much live pitching in a while, but this guy gets the bat going. He can really add some pop. Second strikeout for Urbina. In that game on this date in 1930, the Chicago White Sox first baseman Bud Clancy played the entire game and never touched the ball. First baseman never touched the ball in the game. Okay, warming up. But once the game was in progress, nothing. And I read that, and I thought it was interesting. And the more I thought about it, could that have ever happened? Other than then, called strike to Junior on the outside corner, 0-1. Now, I know I need to get out more. I decided to get on baseballreference.com. I actually looked up the play-by-play of that game. Is that remarkable? 1930? It's 100 years ago, basically, and you get the play-by-play on Baseball Reference. Pitch outside, 1-1. I would love to know how they put that website together. If you're a baseball fan and have not visited, remarkablebaseballreference.com. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, hard hit ball to third, and is knocked down by Espinosa. Spins, turns, throws, and high throw. Tag, did they get him? They did. What a play. Second time in this inning, Jordan Brewer, a brilliant catch. That was a heck of a play by Espinosa. His throw was high. Brewer went up in the air, grabbed it, and just slapped the glove, maybe on the shoulder of Perez. Oh, both corner infielders, just tremendous. What a play that was. Three up, three down, thanks to some outstanding defense. We'll go to the fifth. Hounds lead the Hooks 1-0.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds.
As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Quincy Hamilton doubled his first time up. He faces Brady Basso, swings at the first pitch and fouls it away as we go to the top of the fifth inning, 0-1. Hamilton, Chad Stevens, and J.C. Correa for the Hooks in the fifth inning. Hounds 1-0, run in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch to Hamilton, swings and sends a fly ball to left field. Colby right in his tracks, now drifts in three steps, has it. Fly ball right at him. Okay, in that game of 19-3, I went back and I added it up. I really need to get out more, I truly do. White Sox beat the team that would now be the Orioles, and the first baseman never touched the ball. In that game, 8 strikeouts, 7 pop flyouts, 5 fly balls, in other words, to the outfield, 2 lineouts, 2 groundouts, but they went 6-4 and 4-6. One fielder's choice unassisted by the pitcher. Breaking ball, strike from Brady to Chad Stevens, 0-1. There was one caught stealing and one foul ball pop-up. First baseman never touched the ball. That is remarkable. Swing and it means nothing. It's an absolutely useless statistic, swinging a foul out of play. But, man, just for example, Jordan Brewer has made 8 putouts in this game. He's the Hook's first baseman. Quincy Napoli has made 3, and we've played 4 innings. Not Bud Clancy. It was a swing and a miss, came up empty. Thought that ball hit the dirt, but it didn't. Chad Stevens out on strikes. Boy, really good breaking pitch. That's a couple of strikeouts for Brady on that big breaking pitch. 6 strikeouts for the left-hander. And here's J.C. Correa. That's goofy stuff, but baseball can be a goofy game. Correa. First pitch swing, little looper. Got a chance, going to drop for a base hit. Just a little duck snort in the center field. Looked like the ball got in on him a little bit, but he just muscled it into center field. Soft line drive. Third base hit for the Hooks. Hounds also have 3 hits. 2-out single for Correa. And the batter is Rolando Espinosa. Boy, Espinosa and Jordan Brewer combined both corner infielders to end that bottom of the fourth inning. Espinosa made a terrific play. His throw was high, and Brewer, again, left his feet, made the catch, and then swung the arm down and just swept it on to Junior Perez. And obviously a very close play. Junior thought he eluded it, but the out call was made. Bouncer foul off Espinosa's bat, and it's 0-1. Orlando, right-handed hitter. Bounce out a really good play by Jack Winkler, who's at shortstop for the Hounds this evening. Pitch to him, swung on, and foul tipped. 0-2 the count. Rock Hounds 1, Hooks nothing here in the top of the fifth. Top of the order, Jeremy Orocho on deck for the Hooks. Brady set, hands away from the body a little bit, right about letter high, stretch and pitch to Espinosa way up high, and a count 1-2. I don't know if J.C. Correa is serious about running, but he is very active off the bag. When Brady Bassett was looking that way, Brady left-hander, so looking right at the runner. Doesn't dance this time, just when I mentioned it. Here's the stretch toss, the first by Brady. Most of the field now is in shadow, that long, familiar sight. Stretch of sunlight starts in shallow right center, stretches out to the outfield wall in center and right center field. Everything else in the shadows and a beautiful evening. Pitch swung on and missed, a breaking ball, got him. Brady Basso with his seventh strikeout. Brady now five scoreless innings in this one. So we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rockhounds lead Corpus Christi 1-0.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds.
As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly. A challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Well, just when I thought things were rolling along tonight, error broadcaster didn't mean to play the same little set of announcements for you there. And if you noticed it, by the way, tip of the cap to you. Heck, it's Saturday. You're not supposed to be thinking today. I am, but I'm obviously not getting it done. The Rockhounds is Jack Winkler to lead it off. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Left-hander Julio Urbina delivers and standing in for a ball, 1-0. Well, we said right at the top, these are two very capable pitchers. And they have both been very good. Only 6 base hits, 3 for each team. No walks in this game. Backdoor pitch of the knees for a strike to Jack Winkler. Bounced out to second baseman Chad Stevens, his first time up. Now, bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 Hounds scored in the first. There's a swing and a line drive in left center field. Base hit by Winkler. Over to cut it off is Quincy Hamilton. Winkler, boy, a big turn, but he'll put the brakes on, hustle back to first base. Now, Jack Winkler again. Northwest Arkansas was just flat-out rude to Rockhounds hitters after the first 3 innings of that series. So Jack was one who struggled in the set, so he's just 3 for his last 23 coming in, but he is now hit in 3 straight games, and he's 3 for his last 8. So bringing things around after that Northwest Arkansas pitching staff, boy, shackled the Hounds in Springdale. One on and nobody down, drawing a first. Two first is Winkler. Jack can run a bit, has 5 steals. Hounds, by the way, lead all of Double-A baseball with 43 stolen bases. These teams are both top 5 in all of Double-A baseball. The Hooks are 5th, 38 steals. Pitch down the middle, got there, called strike of the knees, 0-1. Hounds got a couple of stolen bases last night, but also were caught twice. Only had three caught stealings in the season before last evening, but the Hooks got a couple of runners. Pitch swung on and missed. 0-2 to Denzel. Denzel Clark, Rockhounds DH in this game. Tall right-handed hitter. Bounced out to the pitcher, his first time up. One on and nobody down, bottom of the fifth inning. Again, back-to-back doubles back in the first, producing what is right now the game's only run. Denzel waits. 0-2 count. Pitch by Rabina. Just up and in for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Breeze picking up just a little. It's shifting a little now, more, a little more left to right and outward. 1-2 stretch, tossed to first by Rabina. Glove there by Jordan Brewer. Don't think I gave you the deluxe tour of the Hooks defense. Started two in that second inning, and it was an inning that was all of about seven pitches total. Colin Barber is in left field. Quincy Hamilton is in center. Jacob Melton is in right. 1-2, well outside for a ball. 2-2. Rolando Espinosa very much in evidence at third base. The shortstop is Jeremy Orocho. Chad Stevens, the defender, is on at second base. And the first baseman, Jordan Brewer, and he's been outstanding in this game. 2-2 pitch, just outside. Boy, Rabina thought he had a strikeout. That is your classic borderline pitch. Denzel took it. Boy, Rabina looking into home plate umpire Trevor Patience. Again, a four-man crew, which really makes some sense since Trevor traveled in to replace Daniel Blythwaite, who was injured. Swinging a foul straight back, but Daniel is back, so don't know if Trevor will umpire again tomorrow, but tonight we have ourselves a four-man crew, big league style. 3-2 to Denzel Clark, an 0-2 count is now full. Winkler on at first base. Rabina, remember, like Brady Basso, is a left-hander, so he's looking right at the runner. Stretch and a pitch to Denzel, and a swing and a miss. Boy, the frustration just continuing for Denzel. Well, it's not a stat you enjoy giving, but that's 71 at-bats for Denzel and 36 strikeouts. That is just a tinge over half the time, and that's got to be frustrating. Now Caden Trinkle got a flare base hit to right center field his first time up. One on and one man down. Toss over to first base again by Julio Rabina. Julio, who is from Havana, Cuba. 5'11", 200 pounds, still only 23 years of age. He's signed young by the Astros, international free agent. Comes set. Delivery to Caden has swung and lifted high in the air. Left field not deep. It'll barely get on the grass, I think. Yeah, backing, pedaling, and making the plays. Orocho. And Jeremy hauls that in. High pop fly just barely into left field. Two down with a runner on, and here's Cooper Bowman. Well, the Hounds got a leadoff single in the third, and it was Caden Trinkle who did that. Cooper forced him to second base, pushed him there with a sacrifice bunt. But the Hounds could not capitalize, have a leadoff single here in the fifth. Hooks got a one-out double in the second, two-out single in the fifth. But the first inning run remains the only run on the board. Pitch down the middle at the knees, called strike to Cooper, 0-1. So a strikeout and a sacrifice bunt. You know, talk about Denzel, but Cooper Bowman is a guy the Rockhounds would really love to get going, hitting just 174, two for his last 27. And, of course, Denzel, when he has it going, is a guy with power, good run producer. And Cooper Bowman is a guy who gets on base, and he's drawn some walks, and he's gotten on base. He has eight steals. You get that average bumped up and the on-base percentage with it, and he can really make some things happen. 0-1 pitch, runner goes, swinging a foul away, and it's 0-2. Jack Winkler, pretty good jump against the left-hander, but the pitch is fouled off. So an 0-2 count to Cooper, one on and two out. The bottom of the fifth inning. Brendan Malone is on deck. He's doubled and scored the only run of this game. Time called, now we're get back to it. Cooper plants the right foot, taps the dish, crowds the plate a little bit. Robina, left arm at his side, has the sign. Stretching the 0-2 pitch to Cooper, and it's up and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Jack Winkler again, the base runner, was running a couple of pitches ago, did not there, not on the 0-2. As his lead, Robina the look, pitch to Cooper, swing and a miss, and he got him, fastball away. Robina throwing in the low 90s, I don't think we've seen anything above that, but again, he has good command, and he is a guy with some double-A experience as well. So, Rockhounds come up empty, and we'll go to the top of the sixth, give you some totals coming up. See if I can press the right button this time. After five at Rocky Town, the Rockhounds won, the Hooks nothing.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Well, the Rockhounds got on the board quickly tonight, but that is the only run of the game. In the bottom half of the first inning, Brennan Malone doubled into left center field, and Colby Thomas went opposite field and banged an RBI double off the right field wall. Back-to-back two-baggers. Brennan Malone scoring and Colby Thomas driving him in. Teams have had a chance or two, some really good defense. Well, the Hooks have come up with two or three really good plays. Jack Winkler, a really nice play at shortstop for the Rockhounds. And the defense, really, Jordan Brewer in particular, Rolando Espinosa as well, has really been key. Rockhounds might have done some damage had it not been for the tremendous defensive effort. So through five, Corpus Christi, no runs, three hits. Rockhounds, one run, four hits. The game is errorless, and both teams have left three men on base. So we go to the sixth and the top of the order. Jeremy Orocho takes just inside from Brady Basso. One ball, no strikes. Brady going much deeper into a game now, and again stretching out a little bit. The 1-0 pitch, and of course it's pitches, not innings, that you really look at. Bouncer foul at the plate, one ball, one strike. Jeremy Orocho, switch hitter. He'll be followed by Tommy Sacco Jr. and Jacob Melton, top of the order, top of the sixth. Swing, a line drive, base hit in the left center field. When Orocho went middle out, ripped that ball, line drive, so the Hooks have the tying run on base with nobody down in the sixth inning. Let's see how the Hooks are going to treat this. Tommy Sacco has swung the bat well in this series. We'll see if the Hooks will ask him to bunt. I would think the guess is no, but we'll see. Hounds, of course, tonight are wearing the Amigos uniform. That is our Copa identity. Being an old radio guy, I tend to still say Rock Hounds simply to not confused. Here's the pitch to Sacco, right down the middle of the fastball from Brady, 0-1. Activity will begin in the Rockhounds bullpen. Basso into his sixth inning of work. Left-hander with a stretch. Brady's leg kick and pitch, and that ball is looped in the air. Foul ball and near the dugout. And on the railing, Naporti makes the play. Quincy Naporti, slap a little leather, and boy, he banged into that railing. Quincy's a big kid. And that was a really good play. Remember, he's playing in just his second game at this ballpark. Bending over a little bit at the waist. I think he's okay, but boy, he hit that railing. Another good defensive play in this game. One away, and now here's Jacob Melton. Tommy Sacco has been a very good bat for the Hooks in this season series, so that's a important guy to get. Jacob Melton takes outside for a ball. Jacob has had a not spectacular series, but a good one. Boy, I just look at the replay. That's a great camera shot. He almost went spikes over appetite into the dugout. That was actually into the camera bay. Pitch up high for a ball. 2-0 now. Dangerous count to a Good hitter in Jacob Melton. I don't remember a 2-0 count for Brady. See, let me check here. I don't think so. Nope, that is his first 2-0 count in this game. And it's the sixth inning. Melton waits, left-handed hitter, one on, one out, 2-0 pitch, swung on, hard hit, center field and deep. That ball is not going to come back. That is high, deep, up and gone. Jacob Melton takes one out of here just to the left of the batter's eye. And the Hooks take the lead. And boy, we say we've seen some really good swings from Jacob Melton in this series. And for Hooks fans, boy, again, he's a guy you really want to have come around. Top prospect for the Astros, and he delivered. Boy, that ball jumped off the bat. Two-run home run, his second home run. They have both come in this series. That one just to the left of the batter's eye. His home run earlier in this series was the ball that landed on the batter's eye. So the Hooks a couple of hits in this inning, and they take advantage. Jacob Melton's home run is 2-1. Ground ball, shortstop. Winkler charges, makes the play, throws on the move, and out recorded Jordan Brewer, a one-pitch at bat as he bounces out to shortstop Jack Winkler. Two men down. Well, Jacob Melton came into this game hitting just .218 on the season. Again, had a double and a home run earlier in this series, and they were both just like that home run, really impressive swings. Two down for Colin Barber. Pitch from Brady is popped foul left side, and that will, I think, sneak into the seats. Yep, by about two rows. Brendan Malone giving a good bit of chase. So we have a lead change here. The Hooks lead in this game 2-1 and lead for only the second time in the series. They scored in the top of the first yesterday. But the Hounds answered on a three-run home run by Colby Thomas for a 3-2 lead and did not give it up. Breaking pitch down and away, 1-1. As we've said at the top of the broadcast, Hooks have been knocking on the door in each of at least the last three games, and actually had the tying run at the plate opening night as well. Big hook by Brady for a strike, 1-2. In fact, I think it was Jacob Melton at the plate with the bases loaded the first game of this series. So they've had the tying run at the plate late in all four games coming in. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball away. And Colin Barber out on strikes. So Brady Basso, boy, most of the damage that Brady has given up come on home runs. Well, we mentioned a guy named Todd Green. This is one of my favorite segments in our franchise retrospective, talking about Todd Green and another rather notable gentleman.
Sidebar stories are a terrific part of baseball, and I love this one. We've mentioned Todd Green, a tremendous hitter with the 1995 Angels. Todd was a catcher and spent parts of 11 seasons in the big leagues. One of his stops was with the Yankees. And it was there he caught what might be considered the most significant unofficial pitch in baseball history. Game 3 of the 2001 World Series was played at Yankee Stadium just weeks after the events of 9/11. The setting was one the likes of which we had never and hopefully will never see again. It also became an iconic night for baseball and for the nation. President George W. Bush threw out the ceremonial first pitch. There's a great story about Derek Jeter warning Mr. Bush that he should pitch from the mound and not bounce the pitch because, after all, it was Yankee Stadium and he could be booed. Instead, the president delivered a strike. It was an electrifying moment, and Todd Green caught the pitch. He was the Yankees' backup catcher, not in the lineup. Jorge Posada was scheduled to handle that ceremonial pitch, but Posada was still in the bullpen warming up Roger Clemens. So Todd grabbed his glove, went behind the plate, and became part of history. He says not a day goes by that he doesn't think about what he calls an awesome, healing moment for our country. Todd is right. It's an incredible moment and worth a Google. It was a pitch for all time, and Todd Green caught it.
I say this when we run that particular segment. If you want to Google it, it's a great video, of course, Mr. Bush throwing that pitch, and it was absolute American history, and Todd Green caught it. Imagine the pressure. My goodness. Here is Brendan Malone to lead it off. Hooks have made a change, and I'll double check on that for you. Breaking pitch outside corner.
My friend next door, Michael Coffin, is going to help me out. He is the radio voice of the Hooks and one of the best people on the planet. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike. It'll be Brennan Malone, Colby Thomas, and Shane McGuire. Colin Barber has come out of the game for the Hooks. Backdoor pitch, breaking pitch up and away, 2-1. Kennedy Corona will take his place and goes into center field. Quincy Hamilton moves to left. Barber struck out a moment ago and now comes out of the game. 2-1 pitch. Just missed ball three. Three balls, one strike to Brennan. Brennan Malone doubled and then scored on Colby Thomas double back-to-back in the first inning. That lead stood until moments ago, and Jacob Melton took one out of here with a man on base. 2-1 Hooks. Bottom of the sixth. Pitch swung and Malone fouls it away. 3-2 now to Brennan. You know, I wondered when Colin Barber swung and missed on that last delivery, it looked a little awkward. You don't necessarily think much of it, but yeah, as Michael was pointing out next door, yeah, he hurt himself on that swing a bit. You hope that's precautionary, of course. Here's a called third strike. Boy, Brennan knew it. Breaking pitch, got there knee high. Actually, you know what? Fastball. That was 91. It ran down and in. A little more movement than maybe we've seen earlier in this game, and man, that was a perfect pitch. Brennan just walked away. Well, that's one of those, all you do is tip your cap. That was a gorgeous pitch. Knee-high inside edge. Five strikeouts for Robina. Delivers to Colby Thomas and a swing and a miss, 0-1. And Robina, now through, 15 and a third innings since being assigned to the Hooks, has given up only two runs on nine hits. Here's a swing and a high pop-up off Colby's bat, drifting toward the shallow right field area over the shoulder. Chad Stevens, second baseman, right in front of Jacob Melton, will haul it in. Pop up, shallow right field, handled by Stevens. Two men out. Here's Shane McGuire. Well, Shane is 0-2, but he got himself robbed by one of Jordan Brewer's two brilliant plays in this game. He's actually made, three. I think he made a pick as well. Yeah, he did. So he's made three plays ranging from really good to tremendous. Pitch to McGuire down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Would think the day will be over for Brady Basso. We'll see. Jack Cushing continues to warm in the Rockdowns bullpen. That's six innings. And a swing and a looper into left center field. And that is a base hit. Shane McGuire takes the turn and gets back to first base. Opposite field single. Sliced into left center field. A two-out base hit for Shane. Five hits for the Rockhounds. Five hits for the Hooks. But again, the Hooks have the biggest swing of the game, the two-run home run. And here's Quincy Naporti. Boy, he made a heck of a defensive play just a few moments ago on the railing of the camera bay. Just beyond the first base dugout. Quincy, right-hand hitter. Swings and sends a ball in the left center field. That is well struck, and that is going to get down. Quincy Naporti going to send the runner home. There will be a play from shallow left center field that throws high and wide, and this ball game is tied up. Welcome, Quincy Naporti. Welcome. Just that quickly, one of the newest Rockhounds ties this ball game, doubling the gap to left center field. And remember, a couple of years ago, before Tommy John surgery, and he's a position player, but he had Tommy John, he hit 31 home runs for Double-A Erie. So the Rockhounds tie it. It's a 2-2 ball game. Runner in scoring position. Shane McGuire scoring, by the way, scored standing up. And you think on that play, J.C. Correa, and one of the shin guards came loose. The throw was a little wide up the first base side. We got a ball that got off the berm, so Jacob Melton will track that down. Now, Shane went in standing up. He was relatively close. I mean, he clearly got there ahead of the throw, but Correa retrieved the slightly wide throw and tried to get to the plate in time. The run scores were tied at two. And Junior Perez, the batter. Well, Perez flat out robbed by Rolando Espinosa and Jordan Brewer on that brilliant combined defensive play his last time up. Takes strike over the inside edge, 0-1. She steps out and takes a stylish swing at the breeze. 0-2. Bounced out to third base both times. First when Jordan Brewer handled a poor throw. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. And last time up, Junior, remember, he runs really well. Espinosa made a terrific play just to handle a sharply hit ball. His throw sailed a little bit. Brewer left his feet and made the catch and somehow swiped the tag onto the body of Junior Perez to get him. Naporti dancing off the bag. Pitch to Junior. Outside for a ball. Count is 2-1. Julio Urbina, left-hander in his sixth inning of work. Nobody throwing in the bullpen for Corpus Christi. Quincy Naporti takes the leadoff, second base, 2-1 count to Perez. Pitching away to Junior, got there, woo, tough strike, and Junior thought it was wide, 2-2. Looks back at our home plate umpire, Trevor Patience. We think that's Trevor anyway. Now Urbina with a 2-2 count. Perez waits, runner in scoring position. Delivery to Junior, fouled straight back. Had a pretty good rip, fouled it back to the screen. Count stays, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Last of the sixth inning of this ballgame. Perez at the plate. Jack Winkler would be next, but there are two down in the inning. Field entirely in shadows now as Robina stretches 2-2. Pitch and a swing and a miss. He got him. Well, Robina, a guy with some double-A experience, and he is a very good pitcher. And Junior Perez, very young at the double-A level. That breaking ball had him all tied up. So, make it one run, two base hits. Again, back-to-back hits for the Rockhounds. They tie it up. We'll go to the stretch inning, and it's a 2-2 tie.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Right-hander Jack Cushing is on the pitch for the Rock Hounds. Brady Basso, a very good start, goes 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 8 strikeouts. Here's Quincy Hamilton, now the left fielder, tries to bunt, but he fouls it away, 0-1. Kennedy, left-handed hitter, Kennedy Corona, forgot to write him in place of Colin Barber. Quincy Hamilton, with good speed, was trying to bunt his way on, tie game in the seventh, takes, strike over the inside corner from Jack, and it's 0-2. Jack Cushing, his fifth appearance, all out of the bullpen, 1-1 with a 2.45 ERA. And the starter most of his career, moving to the bullpen. Pitch down and away, 1-2. Quincy Hamilton, Chad Stevens, and J.C. Correa to face him in the top of the seventh inning. Our first tie in a while in this series. Here's the 1-2. Well, just a bit high. 2-2. Hamilton, a double in the second inning. And flew out to shallow left his last time up. Cushing with a motion to the 3-1 pitch. Boy, that's just low. Oh, and check me, that's ball four. So the walk for Jack Cushing, that is the first walk of this game for either team. Apologize, apparently I did a little amateur umpiring there and got it wrong. So Hamilton walks and just that quickly potential tie-breaking run is on. Chad Stevens will be the batter. Neither starter walking a batter in this game. Pitch went just down low. One ball, no strikes. Stevens striking out twice against Brady Basso. How about this number for Brady? On the season, 25 strikeouts, one walk. Remarkable. One ball, no strikes. Hamilton a lead. He'll draw a throw from Cushing. Fairly close. Naporti with a catch and tag. Quincy gets back. Hounds are running the bottom of the first inning. That lead stood until the top of the sixth. Two-run home run by Jacob Melton. And McGuire's single, Naporti's RBI double ties at 2-2 game, and a pitch down and in, ball two. Jack right around the plate, but not finding the zone. Third baseman Brennan Malone solidly shading toward the line at third. Hamilton the lead, pitch on the way, and that's a strike, got the inside edge, 2-1. J.C. Correa is on deck for the Hooks. Top of the seventh inning and a 2-2 tie. And Hounds have won the first four games of this series, but yeah, the games have been closely contested. And we've got a tie in the seventh here. Pitch swung on and a little roller. I think that's off his foot. Yeah, it sure is. Foul ball. That cannot have felt good. Two balls and two strikes. I kind of put it out of my mind, I guess, that Rockhounds won 9-5, remember, on opening night, but in that game, the Hooks had the bases loaded in the top of the ninth inning, which meant the tying run was at the plate, and they've had that same scenario in much closer games each of the last three. Two balls, two strikes, one on, nobody down. Cushing's pitch. Boy, just low and in. Boy, it looks at least from the amateur's eye view like Cushing is right around the dish, but just not quite able to hit that zone. 3-2, full count. See if Hamilton runs. Quincy takes the lead. Correa waits. Set by Cushing. Throw to first base is low, but it's blocked by Naporti. It dribbles away, but not far enough for Hamilton to move up. Plus Quincy diving back into the bag. So he will collect himself. And at third base, Brendan Malone now another, maybe another half step, maybe a full step toward that line. Chad Winkler at shortstop pretty well straight away. Cooper Bowman shading a little bit toward the bag at second. 3-2 count. Hamilton not running. Pitch swung on, foul back. Still 3-2. Chad Stevens in the plate. Forgive me. Correa is on deck. And Rolando Espinosa in the hole. So the base runner is Quincy Hamilton. Leadoff walk. 3-2 count to Chad Stevens at the plate. J.C. Correa on deck. Rolando Espinosa in the hole. 3-2 count. Again, Hamilton the lead. Not going. Pitch down and away. Ball four. So after six innings without a walk in this game, back-to-back bases on balls. Now it's Correa. And we'll see what Vincent Blue, the Hooks acting manager, will come up with here. Do you ask Correa to drop one down? And Shane McGuire is going to go out for a visit. So top of the seventh inning of this one, 2-2 tie, but the Hooks in position to maybe do something about that. Elsewhere in the Texas League tonight, Arkansas, boy, they are all over Springfield. Boy, the home team has had precious little success between those two teams. Arkansas 7, Springfield 1. Bottom of the seventh, Springfield got off to that 14-3 start. But Arkansas has won the last two games. Wichita is leading at San Antonio. The wind surge rebounding of late after a very slow start. They lead San Antonio in the bottom of the fifth, 3-1. Amarillo and Frisco are scoreless, top of the fifth in the Metroplex, and Northwest Arkansas and Tulsa were rained out. Now here's Correa. Is he bunting? The Hounds think he is. Not showing it. Swings away and bounces one foul. Both corner infielders were pinching in all the way onto the grass with Brennan Malone at third base and Quincy Naporti at first. They're still even with the bag at least. Correa did not try to bunt the first time. Doesn't mean he won't now. Two on, nobody out. 2-2 tie in the seventh. Cushing comes set. Jack now a little wheel and a bluff move to second base. Did not throw. By the way, top of the fifth, Amarillo just scored. They lead Frisco 1-0. The Rough Riders have yet to get a base hit. 0-1 stretch, the look, another glance at second. Cushing comes to the plate, swung on this ball, ripped. Left field toward the corner, Colby Thomas, he dives, he caught it! Colby Thomas dropped the ball as he got back up, and he made the catch, no doubt about it. A diving catch in the left field by Colby Thomas, and that saves at least a run. Boy, the defense in this game has been terrific, and that may be the best play of the bunch. In fact, absolutely. Boy, Correa wasn't bunting. He ripped that ball, and Colby made a terrific catch. We're going to get a second look on the replay. Wow, full dive, great extension. When he got up, the ball popped out of the glove, but he made the catch. So one down, and here is Rolando Espinosa. Takes a breaking pitch in the outside corner, 0-1. And last night, terrific ball game. Tonight, a terrific game. It's a little bit different, not a whole bunch of scoring at all, 2-2. But the Hooks, remember, still 2-1 with just one down. Espinosa at the plate, top of the order, Jeremy Orocho on deck, swing, fly ball, well struck, into right center field. That's going to get down, and that will get all the way to the wall. That will score one, and that will score two. The Hooks will break the tie, and they will take the lead. The throw to the plate is close, backed up by Jack Cushing. He got away, but both runners score. Rolando Espinosa, the number nine hitter in the order, drives a two-run double in the gap to right center. Quincy Hamilton and Chad Stevens both score. So the Hooks now build a 4-2 advantage, two bases on balls, the first two walks of the game, and boy, wouldn't you know, you pay the tab for it. Both runners score. The only out of the inning, a brilliant catch by Colby Thomas. Now here's Jeremy Orocho. Swings, and he sends a ball into left field. Colby on the move, and he will move to his left, make the catch. Orocho jumping on the first pitch, but he lines out to left field. Two down now, and here is Tommy Sacco Jr. 0-3 in this ball game. Hitting right around 300 in the season series with the Rockhounds. Couple of home runs. Started last night's game with a solo homer. Base runners Rolando Espinosa. Pitch by Cushing. That is sent down to third base side. That's a fair ball. Little squibber down the line. That'll drive home a run. Coming for second is Sacco, and that ball rattled around a little bit. RBI double. Did not hit it hard. It was an inside-out swing, and it just spun inside the bag for an RBI double down the line. Espinosa scores with ease. So the Hooks breaking out here. It is a 5-2 ball game. And Tommy Sacco Jr. is in scoring position. So two walks, a brilliant catch, a two-run double, a line-out, and an RBI double down the line, which, again, wasn't a hard-hit ball, but it was placed absolutely perfectly. Spinning like a top, it got inside the bag at third. Here's the first pitch from Cushing, fouled into the left field corner. Boy, backdrop here. Didn't have a cloud in the sky for a while. Huge bank of clouds. Don't think the threatening variety, but just a huge bank of clouds that descends basically all over the left side of the horizon beyond this ballpark. 0-1 count now to Jacob Melton, two-run homer his last time, takes up high for a ball. Does the Astros top prospect. One ball, one strike. Melton's first two home runs of this season coming in this series. The RBIs, his ninth and tenth. Taps that left shoulder with the bat as he waits. 1-1 count. Cushing's pitch, line drive, left side, base hit. Going to score another run. Might be two for Melton. He's going to give her a look. He will come to second base, and he will go in standing up. So the Hooks jumping on the Hounds in this one as Jacob Melton has, for the second time in the series, a home run and a double. That was just a line drive into the gap, and that easily scores Tommy Sacco Jr. So a rough inning for Jack Cushing. He has given up four runs on two walks and three doubles. And Paul Abbott, Rockhounds pitching coach, going to come out for a visit. Slow walk to the mound from Abby. The Hounds will get activity in the bullpen. Well, Jack has been really very solid out of the bullpen to this point. Mentioned came in with a 2.45 ERA. It was under a hit per inning, two walks, seven strikeouts. But the Hooks have really gotten to him in this ballgame. Well, Paul Abbott talking with Jack, who nods his head. Shane McGuire there as well. Home plate umpire breaks up the conversation. And that'll bring up Jordan Brewer. Hooks have really gotten nice production all the way through the lineup. Only Brewer and Colin Barber have yet to reach base, and Brewer's got a chance to do so right here. Kennedy Corona replaced Colin after apparently injured himself on a swinging strike three, so Corona is on deck. Swing and miss by Jordan Brewer, 0-1. Well, Brewer's 0-3 at the plate, but man, I mean, he is 3-3 in the field. He has really been good defensively. Breeze has picked up a little bit, blowing outward now. Stretched by Cushing. 0-1 count. Jack with a pitch, and that's bounced foul wide of third, 0-2. Again, this inning in which four runs have scored started with back-to-back walks. And the Hooks have really made the Hounds pay for it. Again, great catch by Colby Thomas. Might be more runs across. Ground ball, third base, two hops handled. Backhanded by Brendan Malone. Throw is a little low. Picked by Naporti. What a really nice play by the Hounds first baseman. So the inning over, but the Hooks come up with a four spot. So as we go to our seventh inning stretch, a little trivia coming up for you. And I can't remember for the life of me what it is, but we'll dig it out. Seventh inning stretch. And the Hooks have busted loose. Corpus Christi 6 and the Rockhounds 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Julio Robina going back to the mound for the seventh inning. Guys, been around, remember, a little bit. Mosey has been pretty economical all the way around with pitches tonight, so Robina will take the mound in the seventh inning and now does so with a four-run lead. Well, it's a long time ago, but the Houston Astros were getting ensconced in their brand-new home in 1965, the place that was called the eighth wonder of the world, the Astrodome. And the New York Mets were visiting. It was early in that season. And there is a gondola that is suspended from the roof of the Astrodome. It's more than 200 feet in the air. And on this day in 1965, as the Astros were hosting the Mets, there were two guys in the gondola looking down at the ball game, some 200 feet below. I won't give you a multiple choice, but what were they doing? Here's Jack Winkler now to face Robina. It was way up and away. This Julio ball, 1-1 ball, no strikes. Well, the Hook's really efficient in that last inning. Four runs on three base hits, no errors, two walks, and a man left on. 6-2 the score. Robina delivers well outside for a ball, 2-0. Bottom third of the order for the Hounds, Jack Winkler, Denzel Clark, and of course that's not his normal spot in the order, and Caden Trinkle. Sky darkening, big old cloud bank looming. I mentioned backdoor pitch and a good one from Robina called strike. Count goes 2-1. Jack Winkler, 1-2. Bounced out to second base in inning number 2 and singled in the fifth. Stretch and pitch. That got there. Strike 2 in the outside corner, 2-2. So what were those two guys doing in the gondola? Way up there, 200 feet in the air, looking down at the baseball game in the Astrodome in its first year of existence. 1965. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, third base, but foul. So the count stays 2-2 to Jack Winkler. I will tell you this, and it probably will mean nothing to almost all of you, but one of the guys in the gondola was a fellow named Lindsey Nelson. It's one of my favorites growing up. 2-2 pitch way outside, ball 3. And all I can tell you is that Lindsey, and there was another gentleman with him, a braver man than I. After this, AB will tell you what he was doing in the gondola looking down at the ball game of the Astrodome, some 200 feet below. Pitch way outside, ball 4. So Robina's first walk. No walks through 6 innings. The Hounds gave up a couple to start the top of the 7th, and that turned into 2 runs. Visit to the mound here from catcher J.C. Correa and third baseman Rolando Espinosa. Now here comes Vincent Blue. So, yep, that will be it. So, Robina's day is done. He walks one batter here in the 7th inning. So, in the 7th, there'll be a man on base, nobody out. And it is a 6-2 ball game. Julio Robina goes 6 innings plus. He gives up 6 base hits, 2 runs. He's responsible for Jack Winkler on at first base. The walk is his first against 6 strikeouts. So the hooks will go to the bullpen, and Drew Strotman will be the new pitcher, right-hander, second appearance of this series. And he will face Denzel Clark with a man on base. So Drew Strotman on the pitch. Well, on this date, 1965, Lindsey Nelson, and one report says it was a team executive. Another, I think, which is more accurate, was a producer, as in a radio producer and engineer. Lindsey Nelson broadcast a game on this date in the Astrodome just after it had opened. Remember, it was brand new. The Yankees had opened the Astrodome in an exhibition game, but this was the real deal. And Lindsey Nelson and a radio engineer were lifted up into and slowly, and by the way, the Astrodome crowd was going crazy applauding them as they were raised up, and I think the gondola itself raised, and then it would be in position. It was anchored eventually to the roof, the underside of the roof in the Astrodome, 208 feet above the ground, and Lindsey agreed to do it. He broadcast the game, Mets and Astros, from basically right over second base, 208 feet in the air, looking straight down. Ain't no way. My goodness. Lindsey Nelson had a great voice, just a very unusual voice. And man, he was brave. Here's Denzel. He takes a backup pitch called strike, dribbled out of the glove of catcher J.C. Correa, but a strike nonetheless from Drew Strotman. Lindsey said it was really hard to call the game. I mean, you couldn't tell up and down, of course, from 200 feet right over second base. Here's the 0-1 stretch. Strotman's pitch will roll out towards shortstop. Charging, going to second base for one is Orocho. Throw to first base a little wide. Gets away. Denzel going to try to get to second base. Throw by the catcher Correa. They got him. Well, ball got loose and was retrieved by Correa. So Denzel is out. That's a 6-4 force out at second base. And then Clark will be out. And that, I guess, will go 6-4-2-6. Now, is that a double play? That's interesting. I guess that qualifies as a double play. That sounds really elementary, and it doesn't sound quite right to me. But, again, the play shortstop to second for the force out, and then Denzel reached on the fielder's choice and tried to move up. Pitch high for ball one to Caden Trinkle, so the Hounds base runner wiped away. And there are two down in the seventh inning with Corpus Christi leading this game 6-2. Caden Trinkle, left-handed hitter, cheating in at third is Espinosa. They play him up the middle with shortstop Orocho. Do the hooks. Pitch high for ball two. By the way, you know what occurred to me when I saw the story again about Lindsey Nelson doing the game in the Astrodome, basically suspended from the roof in a gondola? Might be a worse broadcast location than Amarillo, where we will go next week. Pitcher called strike, 2-1. Baseball from down the first baseline. Can't wait. Yeah, I can. Here's the delivery, and that is swung on and foul tipped, and the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. Scoreboard is trying to catch up, probably trying to catch up after that last play because that's all done by the computer. 2 balls and 2 strikes. This is empty, 2 down. Pitch to the back door, but wide from Drew Strotman, 3-2. Sky darkening now. What a cloud bank, is a work of art. High, puffy, white clouds, huge bank of clouds. 3-2. Swung on and missed, got him with a fastball. So Strotman comes back and gets Julio Robina out of the inning. No runs or hits. A base on balls wiped away on an unusual, indeed, if it is scored as such, a double play. And we will go to the top half of the eighth inning. So after 7, the Hooks bidding to break a 4-game slide here in this series, and they lead the Rockhounds by the score of 6-2.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Mentioned a couple of new Rockhounds, and I don't think I filled in the rest of that story for you earlier. One of them is left-hander Garrett Urban, and he will come on to pitch here in the eighth inning, called up from Lansing, along with infielder Jose Mujica. And they have both joined the Rockhounds. Again, Hounds with a couple of roster spots open. And so Garrett Urban becomes a third left-hander for the Hounds out of the bullpen, joining David Leal and Austin Briggs. And he'll make his double-A debut here with Garrett. Top half of the eighth inning. Kennedy Corona will lead it off, then Quincy Hamilton and Chad Stevens, who walked to start that four-run tie-breaking inning in the seventh for Corpus Christi. Hooks with a 6-2 advantage in the game for Corpus. 6 runs on 8 base hits and no errors. Rockhounds 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors. Each team has left 4 men on base. And the Hooks got a couple of walks to start the inning. They followed with 3 doubles. And really made the Hounds pay the tab for the bases on balls and then some. Here's Garrett Urban's first pitch. Swung on, popped a mile and a half in the air. It may come down, and if it does, Cooper Bowman may catch it. It does, he does. So a first pitch swing. Kennedy Corona continues to struggle against the Rockhounds, but tonight the Hooks are not. They are up by a 4 spot. Quincy Hamilton, the battery is doubled. Flown to left field and walked and scored. So Quincy finally having some fun against the Hounds. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Garrett Urban with the stretch and pitch. Hamilton looks to bunt and instead takes a called strike on a breaking pitch, 0-1. Garrett Urban, 6 feet, 185 from Corona, California. Delivery swung on and missed. Pitch down in the zone. 0-2 count to Quincy Hamilton. 0-2 delivery, breaking ball away. Count goes 1-2. Hounds, of course, have already clinched the series, winning the first four. But for the Hooks, they set to now to go home for a 12-game homestand. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. Got him. We see Hamilton out on strikes. Base is empty. Two down for Chad Stevens. Chad walked and scored in the seventh inning. Hounds will head to Amarillo, and that one of the five worst broadcast locations on planet Earth, facing the Sod Poodles next week. Backdoor pitch called strike, 0-1. Hooks fans, I'm not kidding. You can ask Michael Coffin about it. He and I are in agreement. 0-1 pitch, backdoor, just high and wide. Ball one, one ball, one strike. But for the Hooks, they will go home and host Frisco. And then Amarillo will make that cross-state journey and follow into Whataburger Field. Bouncing ball to third and picked on the short hop nicely by Brendan Malone. Throw to first is in time. Nicely played. A little in-between hop, picked it right at the shoe tops. So welcome to Double-A Baseball. Garrett Urban with some nice help from his third baseman on the good play at the hot corner. A 1-2-3 inning in his Double-A debut. So we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, but the Hooks are in command of this one right now. Corpus Christi 6, Hounds 2.
You have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Top of the order in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Cooper Bowman will lead it off with a rock out. Drew Strotman, who came in relief of Julio Robina. Right-hander back to work. Fires down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Cooper. Cooper Bowman, Brendan Malone, and Colby Thomas. Hounds down 6-2. Corpus Christi looking to break through in the series and for the season against the Hounds. Again, really unusual, but the Hounds have won the first seven games between the clubs. As Cooper takes ball two. Strotman set. 2-0 pitch. Down and away, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Drew 6'3", 195. He's from Durham, North Carolina. Signed as a free agent by the Astros. In this past offseason, pitch down the middle with Cooper taking all the way, just looking to try to get on base, but that pitch was a strike. 3-1. Hounds and Hooks tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock will be our first pitch. Series and homestand finale for the Hounds. Swing and a miss. Cooper now 3-2. 0-2 with a sacrifice bunt in this ballgame, but boy, it's been a tough stretch for Cooper. He's 2 for his last 28. Again, an impact guy when he gets on base. Really good base stealer. Three balls, two strikes. Strotman's pitching up, down and away for a ball. So, draws the walk. Over that stretch, that's 2-for-28 in his last, now, nine games, including tonight. He has walked nine times and stolen four bases. Don't know that this is base-stealing time for the Rockhounds. We'll see. Bowman certainly is always a threat to go. And here is Brennan Malone. He's 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. Right-handed hitter against the right-hander. Stratman's pitch way up high for a ball, 1-0. Brennan moving over to third base in this ball game. Toss to first, and Bowman dives back in with that ball backhanded by Jordan Brewer. Boy, he has been busy over at first base, and man, he has not missed a beat. Play he made on that high throw from third base was tremendous. Ground ball and a shortstop there to make the play. Zorocha to second base for one on to first, double play. 6-4-3, so the pitcher's best friend arrives here in the eighth inning, and now it is two men down, and Brendan Malone just kind of looking to the skies as he walks back to the dugout. Here's Colby Thomas, 1-for-3. Is Colby with an RBI double. Leads the team in both home runs and RBIs, among the league leaders in both categories as well. Ribby his 15th back in the first inning. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Right-handed hitter, open stance. Stretch, look and pitch, down and away for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Mentioned tomorrow is our Family Sunday. Really cool addition this year. Our presenting sponsors, ConocoPhillips, something really cool. The first 250 fans receive a free Rockhounds umbrella. Hopefully for sunshine, not rain. Swing and a miss, it's 2-1. Also, 5 tickets for $25 with a coupon from today's edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. That's well struck. Going back and over the head of Corona. That'll find the base of the wall. Stand up double number 2 of the game for Colby Thomas. Boy, just a line drive over the head of the center fielder. Boy, he continues to just be something. Mentioned Colby Thomas came into this game hitting .324 despite going 1-for-21 in a 6-game series at Springdale, Arkansas. So that should suggest to you he has been outside of that series in which the Naturals just really dominated for the most part. And Colby has just been sensational. 2-out double here. One other quick note on tomorrow, it is Bark in the Park Day. So all sorts of stuff going on tomorrow with Rocky Town before this series ends. And boy, another terrific crowd here tonight. Boy, that grass berm, in the right field grass berm, that's about as many people as I have ever seen on. That is really populated. Really cool. Swinging a foul straight back off Shane McGuire's bat. Well, Shane 1-for-3. Actually, he's kind of 1-1-1. He flew out routinely in the first to right field, got robbed of a base hit by Jordan Brewer in the fourth inning, and then singled in the sixth. Left-handed hitter. Shane Waits takes down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Shane playing in his 11th game of the season tonight. He has reached base in all of them and has hits in 6 of his last 7. Here's the 1-1. Outside and high. Now 2 balls and a strike. A double play looming large in this game. Now he's got a leadoff walk. Did the double play wipe it away? The crowd is doing the wave. It's enough people here. It's a small tidal wave. Here's a 2-1. Way outside, ball 3. Well, Drew Stratman got a nice bit of a helping hand from his defense on the double play to wipe away the first walk. Gave up the double to Colby Thomas. And now it's a 3-1 count. Shane McGuire waits. Pitch down and in, ball 4. Draws another one. And again, he does that so well. Shane McGuire now has 10 walks against 6 strikeouts. And the batter is Quincy DePorti. And he got his first hit, his first extra base hit, and his first ribby, all in his last time up. Drove a double to the gap in left center field. 2 men down in the inning. Hounds try to chip into this 6-2 deficit. Stretch and pitch to Quincy. Down and away. Ball 1-1-0. stirring now in the Corpus Christi bullpen behind right-hander Drew Strotman. First and second, two down, bottom of the eighth. Pitch to Quincy, that's low and in, ball two, 2-0. Drew Strotman out of the bullpen, his third appearance. An inning and two-thirds was all coming in. Looks at second base. There's the 2-0 stretch. Pitch to Naporte. Turns into it. Boy, they're going to appeal that. Did he go? Nope. That is J.C. Correa. Classic. Absolutely classic. Jumped up and down twice after that appeal was denied. Boy, that is, again, that's really close. I can't blame him, but again, on check swings, who knows? It is said that the widest variety of interpretations, but boy, he went a good amount on that. 3-0 the count. Runners at the leads, pitch to Quincy, and that's a strike, 3-1. I don't know that I've ever seen a catcher just bounce up and down a couple of times reacting to a call. Can't blame you, J.C. 3 balls, 1 strike to count. 2-1, 2 out, 8th inning, 6-2 hooks. Pitch to Quincy, and he bounced it foul at the plate. Count is 3-2. And basically the last couple of years has just not played very much, but his last healthy season a couple of years ago in Erie, Tigers double-A, hit 31 home runs, so he's got some pop. Right-handed hitter, makes his home in Atlanta. Ask for time here, and we'll stretch out a bit. Just his second game since joining the Hounds. Count is full. Runners will go with a pitch. 2 down in the 8th inning. Stretch by Strotman. Runners go. Pitch down and away. Ball 4, so they are loaded up. And now it's a little roll reversal going here. It's been the Hooks who have been trailing and have had the tying run at the plate in the 8th and 9th innings. Throughout all 4 games to this point, now the Hounds do. And here comes pitching coach Sean Buchanan now for a visit. Hey, Astound Broadband rode to the show. There is a really cool article, MLB.com, and boy, it was one of the first two on MLB's website, about a guy who was a former Rockhound. Now, you might not remember him being a Hound because he only made one appearance and it was on the road. But Mason Miller is remarkable. He is maybe the most electric pitcher in the game, and that is MLB's opinion. Had a save at Yankee Stadium on Monday. Retired Anthony Volpe, Juan Soto, and Aaron Judge on fastballs that registered 102.5, 103.3, and again 102.5. When you are throwing velocities that sound like FM radio stations, you're cooking. There's a great article about Mason online. Now we get back to it, and a tough strike to the knees of Junior Perez. Homered last night. Crowd expressing its discontent. Bases loaded, 2 men down. Here's the stretch. Pitch by Strotman. Junior, that is, takes up high, 1-1. We'll see how this unfolds. To give you a note on Mason Miller, in case you didn't know, he is a former Rockhound. Barely, but he is. Bases are loaded, 2 down in the inning. Tying run at the plate. Stretch and pitch to Junior. Takes up high, ball 2-1. Hooks have activity in the bullpen down in the left field corner. Really guarding the line at third base is Espinosa, and shortstop Orocho well around toward the hole. Here's the 2-1 to Junior. Lightning flashes as he takes down and in ball 3. Wow, that cloud bank is not harmless. Can't see it anymore. The sky is pitch black. The boy, lightning flashing in the distance. 3-1 to Junior. Bases are full in the 8th inning. Stretch and pitch, swing and a miss, and boy, he had damage in mind. Well, I think, and I am not a meteorologist, I can barely hear, boy, that wind has picked up too, so oh my, here we go. It's blowing outward, so you can't feel it in the press box, but that wind is really blowing hard now, and it's blowing out. And again, some lightning as well. Boy, it's flashing everywhere now. Wow, Mother Nature is putting on a show. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Up high. Ball 4. Hounds will score a run. That's 3 consecutive walks. 4 in the inning. And Perez laid off. Again, the pitch was pretty well out of the zone, but, you know, Junior was hoping to drive one. So now It is 6-3. The batter is Jack Winkler. That's four walks in the inning. And here comes Vincent Blue, and that will be it for Drew Strotman. So he has given up a double and four walks in the inning. Now, the first walk was wiped away in a double play. So for Drew Strotman, a frustrating day. Walked the last three batters he faced, the last of them with the bases loaded, Junior Perez. So Jack Winkler will be the batter. And the Hooks will, again, go to the bullpen. And I believe, if I'm seeing correctly, that's the big guy. Yep, that's Casey Ford. So welcome to the ball game. Casey will come on with the bases loaded, tying runs on base for the Hounds. And well, that's again been the case for one team or the other in the late innings. Now in all five games of this series. So Drew Strotman will go an inning and a third. He gives up one base hit. That was the Colby Thomas double. A double play is absolutely huge in this inning. Strotman walked four, struck out one batter, and Casey Ford relieves him. By the way, Mason Miller talking about our Astound Broadband Road to the Show. Mason opened last year with the Rockhounds. He made one start, and he was projected as a starter. They're trying to keep him healthy and stretch him out a little bit, but I don't know. A lot of folks think that maybe closing is where he is going to end up. Mason appeared in one game. It was at Northwest Arkansas to open last year. Went 3 2/3 in. It was an interesting start, by the way. He went 3 2/3, gave up two hits. They were both solo home runs. He didn't walk a batter, and he struck out eight in 3 2/3. He made, what was it, one or two appearances at AAA Las Vegas and was up to Oakland. Sat out part of last year, but, boy, he's electric. Check out the article on the former Rockhound on MLB.com. Well, the weather has really turned here as we're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The wind is whipping. There's lightning flashing. A bunch of it pitch outside off the corner from Casey Ford. Fastball at 95, and it's 1-0. Boy, we got fireworks scheduled. Hope Mother Nature isn't going to mess with that. This was an ideal evening until, 15 minutes ago maybe. Here's the 1-0. Check, swing, strike, and it's 1-1. Boy, again, that was up in the zone, 95 miles an hour again, and Jack with a check swing. Jack Winkler, 1-for-2, a bounce out to second, a single and a walk. Bases full, 6-3 Corpus Christi, last of the eighth inning. Two men are out, 1-1 stretch. Big guy delivers, swinging a foul away, and now it's 1-2. So Casey Ford trying to put an end to this Rockhounds inning, one run across. One base hit, four walks. Ford making his sixth appearance. Hard throwing right-hander comes set. 1-2. Winkler waits. Bases full. Stretch and pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. He's out on strikes. Well, Jack a couple of times really tied up. And so he will walk away. We have played eight. Mother Nature is arriving. And we'll see where we go from here. After eight complete, Corpus 6 to the Rockhounds 3.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens. It's Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth, the Hooks deny a Rockhounds rally and take a 6-3 lead into the top of the ninth inning. J.C. Correa leads it off. Rolando Espinosa and Jeremiah Ocho will follow against left-hander Garrett Irvin. A 1-2-3 inning with a strikeout coming on in the eighth. Now Garrett back to work, delivers down over the inside edge for a called strike to Correa, 0-1. And lightning really flashing, so we've gone from a very peaceful evening to anything but. Swinging a fly ball toward the right field line. On the move, Caden Trinkle will track it down nicely. Good catch by Caden Trinkle, and again, the wind is really whipping now, so it was a good play. Fly ball toward the right field corner. One away for Rolando Espinosa. Was the sky pitch black? We're close enough, I guess, for Jazz. Good breaking pitch. Big old roundhouse hook for a called strike. 70 miles an hour? Man. I guess it was 78. Okay, 78 miles an hour. Still off speed. Gorgeous curveball. 0-1 pitch sails high and away. And there is a huge cloud bank. We mentioned when the sky was still illuminated, you could see it. And boy, that lightning is splashing. I mean, almost across as far as you can see on the horizon. Pitch up and away for a ball, and that is a lot of lightning. Pitch up and away, 2-1. Of course, if it gets much closer, we could see the ball game delayed. That's a pretty hard and fast rule up to the umpires. Backdoor pitch again, just wide ball 3. 3-1 to Espinosa. Rolando bounced out on a good play by shortstop Jack Winkler in the third inning, struck out in the fifth, and doubled, driving in two, and scored. The go-ahead swing of the bat in the seventh inning. Espinosa takes, that's down low, ball 4. By the way, I will just give you a little heads up. There are, on most Saturday nights, it's just a logistic thing, but I will wrap this thing up when the game is over very quickly. Now, the Hooks are leading this game, and it would be their first win in the series. That has nothing to do, by the way, with the brevity of what our post game will be. I promise you, wouldn't do that. If the Hounds aren't involved, I actually root for the Hooks. So, good folks for a long, long time. A lot of good friends in Corpus Christi. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 to Jeremiah Ocho at the top of the order. Boy, among them, by the way, such a pleasure when I'm, especially on the road, when making the drive to and from the stops on the road. Here's the 1-0 stretch, pitch on the way, breaking ball and a good one. Nope, just stayed high. And Shane McGuire is going to come out and talk to Garrett Irvin. So much fun to listen to. I listen to the Rangers a lot, and that's because of their cool voice. Of course, Eric Nadell, one of the absolute all-time greats. So he is absolutely, from everything you know, one of the best people in the business. And his broadcast partner for a while now has been former voice of the Hooks, good friend Matt Hicks. Boy, Hicksy and I go back to the time when he was with the El Paso Diablos in the Texas League. So much fun to listen to him doing the Rangers and the big leagues. Boy, what a season he had. He and Eric did in the broadcast booth. Last year, 2-0 pitch up, high ball 3. So all of a sudden now Garrett Irvin after a 1-2-3-8. One on and one out here in the ninth and trying to keep the Hounds within 3. Yep, some good folks, a lot of good folks. Of course, the guy next door mentioned from time to time, Michael Coffin, now the radio voice of the Hooks. Pitch inside, that's ball 4. So more for Garrett, a 1-2-3-8 inning, but a whole different story here in the ninth. 2 on with 1 away. That'll bring up Tommy Sacco Jr. with Jacob Melton on deck. Boy, that wind is really picking up. It's gotten a lot of, looks, I think it's dirt in the air. I don't think it's rain. That's some dust, I should say. Yeah, I don't see anybody umbrella-ing. Some of the folks are moving. I don't know if we don't have some rain going here. My goodness, boy, Mother Nature is just not our friend right now. It's really getting nasty out there. Pitch high for a ball. The count goes 1-0 to Tommy Sacco Jr. Not easy conditions to do anything, including pitch. Well, as the band Kansas once sang, there is dust in the wind, and the wind is really strong. 1-0 stretch, 2-1, and one man down, big hook. That'll get there. Called strike from Garrett. One ball and one strike to count. Left-hander comes set. Base runner at second, Rolando Espinosa. Runner at first, Jeremy Orocho. Looks at the runner at second. Tix comes to the plate, and a swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Miguel Ulloa will go tomorrow for Corpus Christi. There'll be a piggyback start. Gunnar Hoagland, who started the opener, will start tomorrow for the Hounds. 1 o'clock is our scheduled first pitch for our family Sunday. Hooks will head out right after the game. Hounds will travel on Tuesday to Amarillo. The one short trip, really short. Pitch down low, ball two. I say really short. It's about 4 hours, not quite 4 hours. I guess by bus probably 4 hours here to Amarillo. That is probably as long as, or as short as any trip in the North Division. What am I trying to say? Yeah, our shortest trip is longer than the shortest trip. I messed that all up. I'm going to leave travel alone now. Here's the 2-2. Got him. Outside corner call. Third strike. Sacco in disagreement. Says a little something. And he walks away. And now he does. He turns and barks a little bit. Again, borderline pitch. And it went Garrett Irvin's way. So Garrett's second strikeout is two walks and two whiffs. In other words, folks, the trips in the North Division are all really short. There we go. Thank you. Elocution is my life. Jacob Melton, the batter, and he is having himself a ball game. He is a triple away from the cycle. Single, double, and home run. Breaking ball, swung on and fouled straight back out of play. And that one, boy, that wind is really strong. That ball was fouled back. Looked like it would maybe go to the roof or maybe over the roof, and it came back into about the, sixth or seventh row behind home plate. Heard the crowd react as they watched that ball spin back toward him and fall from the heavens. Boy, wind absolutely whipping, blowing outward and a little left to right. Lightning continues to flash. The runners there leads the stretch and the pitch by Garrett Irvin, and that's high for a ball. It's 1-1. No activity for Corpus Christi. Casey Ford will try to close the door in the bottom of the ninth inning. 6-3 Corpus Christi with two on and two men down. Couple of walks in the inning. Melton waits, lefty-lefty matchup, takes down and away for a ball. Boy, the lightning flashed almost all the way from east to west just as that pitch took flight. Boy, that wind is strong, too. There are limitations, too, to how strong the wind can get before you can't fire off the fireworks. I hope we're not into that territory. 2-1 pitch, swung on, fouled back. Melton had a rip. The count goes 2-2. Arkansas has defeated Springfield again, 10-4. So the Travs all of a sudden within two games of Springfield. Boy, the Cardinals had a big early lead in that division. But again, just 20 games in, including tonight. Springfield 14-6, and Arkansas now 12-8. Here's the 2-2 stretch. Runners both go. Pitch swung on and missed, and the inning is over. Garrett Irvin on a foul tip. It's Jacob Melton swinging, so the Astros' number one prospect had a really good game. 3-for-5 with that two-run home run, a double, and a single. And so we will go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rockhounds with one more opportunity in this ball game. And after 8.5, Corpus Christi 6 and the Rockhounds 3.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here,
fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Big right-hander Casey Ford will try to put this game in the books. Get the Rockhounds here in the ninth inning for the Hounds. It'll be Denzel Clark. Caden Trinkle will then back up top for Cooper Bowman. Hooks trying to win for the first time in eight games in this 2024 season against the Hounds, and the first time now in the fifth game of this series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hooks come back in late May. Teams will meet twice in the second half, both at Whataburger Field, a quick three-gamer in July, and then the final series of 2024. And here's Denzel. He's 0-3. And just looking to try to get something going in 2024. Listen to big right-hander Casey Ford. Comes set. First pitch, check swing, strike. Well, that's three check swings. Coupled by Jack Winkler to end the eighth inning, and Denzel trying to hold up on that one. Casey, 6'6", 275 out of Bella Vista, Arkansas. Forgive me. Geography is my life. 0-1 pitch. Woo! That is an off-speed pitch, but it was right over the batting helmet. The crowd grumbling, although there is really no reason for it, but that's okay. They bought tickets. They can grumble at whatever they like or don't like. 1-1 stretch. Ford to the leg kick and pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike. A little run on that delivery, got the outside edge. Count 1-2 to Denzel. Base is empty in the top of the ninth, bottom of the ninth inning. A swing and a foul away. 1-2 in the top half of the ninth. Again, the folks got a couple of men on, but Garrett Irvin responded with back-to-back strikeouts. Got Tommy Sacco Jr. and Jacob Melton. Boy, a little horizontal lightning just flashed. Looks like it's getting closer as well. Oh, my goodness. 1-2 pitch. Josh swinging a miss. Boy, Denzel really fooled. That was way down and away and off the plate. Boy, the struggles. And the look on his face will tell you it's what baseball can be. Befuddling. And it's, I think, a little bit that way for Denzel right now. So the batter is Caden Trinkle with Cooper Bowman on deck. Casey Ford set, delivers, and that's down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Crowd has thinned a little bit, and again, the weather, I'm sure, is obviously the key with a fireworks show scheduled for after the game. I don't know if that's in peril or not. It's way above my pay grade. Bouncing ball, foul, one ball, one strike to count to Caden. Trinkle 1-for-3 with a single, a pop out to shortstop, and a strikeout in this game. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Casey Ford comes set, delivery, swing, and a miss. Got him to chase one off the outside edge, and it's one ball and two strikes. Now Hounds with an opportunity in the eighth inning, but the Hooks shutting the door much the way the Hounds have done in each of the last four games, with the team trailing, getting an opportunity. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. To mention this series, Rockhounds winning the first four, but it hasn't really been just in terms of the way the games have been played. Really hasn't been a lopsided series. All the games have been competitive, this one as well. 2-2 is fouled back, still a 2-2 count. Game time tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 12:50 will be our broadcast. I mentioned that now because, again, we'll do a very, very quick wrap after this all game is over. Rockhounds would love to extend it. Base is empty, one man down. Count is 2-2 to Caden. Casey Ford set.
Leg kicking the right-hander delivers. That's up high for a ball. Count is full, 3-2. Cooper Bowman on deck. Brendan Malone in the hole for the Rockhounds. Down by three, bottom of the ninth inning. Pitch to Caden, fouled straight back. A pretty good cut. Fouled it back, so he's doing some battle here. Caden had 135 coming into the ballgame. Again, got the base hit in the third inning, so 1-for-3. They shade him solidly toward the middle with the shortstop, Jeremy Orocho. Set by Ford, 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four. Good patience, good plate appearance for Caden Trenkel, and he reaches base. Now Cooper Bowman. It's down by three. Brendan Malone on deck, a guy with some power, and Colby Thomas would now be in the hole, and he's a guy with a lot of pop. So Caden is a base runner, and here's Cooper. He's 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt and a walk, along with two strikeouts. Casey Ford comes set, right-handed delivers, finds the inside corner with a good backup pitch, 0-1 the count. And Casey, 6'6", 275, imposing on the mound to be sure. 0-1 count, hands about letter high as he comes set. Delivers to Cooper, breaking ball swung on and missed, chased it down and away, and it's 0-2. Cooper will rewrap the batting gloves quickly, now stands back in. One on, one man down, 0-2 count. Ford comes set, lightning flashes, stretch, kick and pitch. Got him, called third strike, outside corner. Now Cooper reacted for a moment or hesitated, but a good-looking pitch from Ford. Just got there on that outside edge. Three strikeouts and a walk for the big right-hander. Done it all himself. And that'll bring up Brendan Malone. Well, much like the Hooks have done the last four nights, Rockhounds trying to give Colby Thomas, in this case, a chance as the tying run. Swinging a foul away. It's one on and two out in a three-run ball game. Malone fouling the first pitch back. Brennan is 1-for-4, a double and a run scored back in the first inning. Ford nods at the sign, 0-1 count. Malone waits from the right side. Long set this time, stretch in pitch, down and away and back to the screen. So on the wild pitch, runner in scoring position on a 1-1 count. They're already two down in the inning, so it really doesn't change a whole bunch in terms of the scenario. Does take a force out away at second base. And it's 1-1 to Brennan, right-handed hitter. Two down, bottom of the ninth inning. Hook's trying to close the door. Pitch from Ford, swung on, fouled back, and now it is 1-2. And the Hounds down to their last strike. Casey Ford has the sign from J.C. Correa. He comes set, one ball, two strikes, two out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Stretch, kick in, pitch, and he got him. Fastball, swung on and missed. Ball game. The Hooks break through against the Rockhounds. Casey Ford with three, make it four strikeouts and a walk. Four-game win streak in the series goes by the boards, and for the Hooks, they are off the schneid against the Hounds in 2024. A big four-run seventh inning does it. Hooks win it by the final of 6-3. We'll give you totals and say so long in a moment from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hooks with a victory. Back after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Corpus Christi Hook, 6 runs in this game on 8 base hits. No errors. There were no errors in the game. Just some outstanding defensive plays in this game. 6-8-0 for the Hooks. And the Rockhounds, 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors. The Hooks left 6 men on base. The Rockhounds stranded 8 in the game. Julio Robina gets the win. And Casey Ford getting the save. First save for Ford and the first win, first decision for Robina. Loss will go to Jack Cushing, who gave up the 4 runs in the 7th inning. Jacob Melton with a 2-run home run, and that was a big swing of the bat. Wasn't the game winner, but it gave the Hooks a lead at 1 point in the 6th inning. A 3-hit night tonight for the Astros' number one prospect. So he was, again, he's swinging that bat, and we've seen some really good things from him in this series. So 6-8-0 for the Hooks, 3-7-0 for the Rockhounds in this one. For Corpus Christi, just their second win on the road this year. The road has not treated them well. They're 2-9 now. And again, first win against the Rockhounds, but that's something you can pack along with the bus as you head home with a 12-game homestand beginning next Tuesday for the Hooks. Rockhounds now will fall to 13-7. Frisco is trailing in the bottom of the 8th. Last we saw, San Antonio still trails against Wichita, so the Hounds may not lose any ground. But again, it's just 20 games into the 69-game half. So 6-3 our final here. Quick look ahead toward tomorrow. 1 o'clock will be the first pitch for Family Sunday, as we have been mentioning. And we will join you at 12:50 for the broadcast, the finale of this homestand and series. Look forward, as always, to bringing it your way. And Saturday evenings, we do a very quick sign-off, so we'll say thank you so much for coming on board. For all of us with the Rockhounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Corpus Christi, with an uprising in the 7th inning, and the Hooks win it by the final score of 6-3. We'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.